Let's bring in Pat Pagano and take a look at our tri-state forecast. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everyone.
Wow.
Certainly is cold, Marshall.
Not only cold, but Pat, you know,
wind.
The wind, and you know what I was saying on the air before I called you? It seems that this year, ever since last summer when we had the two tornadoes and the tropical storm, which brought like hurricane gust winds to our area, we have just had an incredible amount of wind with a lot of storms, and now it doesn't even have to be storms. It's just the placements where highs and lows are, and cold fronts coming through. It just seems this is one of the windiest periods I've ever seen here.
Well, yeah, a lot of people commenting. Let me get this microphone around the other way. There we go. A lot of people commenting on that over the weekend, saying, you know, it's just been more windy than I could ever remember. So I don't know what to tell you. March is a windy month. But I mean, yesterday, my new weather station, the one that, you know, I put in before the winter, it clocked peak wind at 53 miles an hour.
Well, that's the whole thing. Now we get wind all the time. It used to be, you know, March would be blustery. We had certain, you know, and blustery during thunderstorms. But geez, ever since, this winter, we've been getting wind all the time.
Yeah, it really has been windier than normal. But, you know, you want to talk about wind, when you haven't said anything about cold. I mean, look at how cold it is for March.
Yep, and also, we didn't have any of those, like, minus 10 degree days on the thermometer, many of those. But we did have days where it was zero, and the wind was blowing at 25 to 35 miles an hour. So, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and it's been cold, you know, so much for, you know, people say, oh, yeah, you know, the global warming. Well, you know, global warming doesn't necessarily mean
warmer temperatures.
Exactly. This is what it does. It upsets the entire weather pattern. And this week is not going to be nearly as pretty as last week. And we painted that picture last week for you, too, to tell you that this is going to be you know, a much more changeable week. We start off today. It's sunny. I called it breezy in comparison to yesterday. I mean, yesterday we had winds over 50 miles an hour. Yeah. Today we'll have winds about 30. So we got half the speed. 30 will be the high. At this time of the year, we should easily be in the mid-40s. Tonight, clear and pretty cold, low teens. I would not doubt that some places even drop it to the single numbers. And then for tomorrow, we start off with sun. The clouds come in, so call it partly cloudy. 35 to 40. Tomorrow night, a little bit of snow or a wintry mix. We could see maybe about an inch, which lasts into the first part of St. Paddy's Day Wednesday. Period of rain or a wintry mix early, then just cloudy. But we should get up to the low 50s. So a little bit of luck there for the Irish. Thursday, there comes a second storm. Increasing clouds, mid-40s. We get rain Thursday night, and that rain Friday could end as wet snow as it moves out. And then another cold high from Canada builds in over the weekend. So you may have sunshine, but it is going to be brisk and chilly all weekend long.
Well, at least no big accumulating snow or anything like
No. You know, it was interesting because the one on Thursday, when I looked at that on Saturday, I said, oh boy, this is trouble, because the storm's going out to the south.
Yeah.
And I said, this is trouble with the cold high to the north. And then the modeling started picking up and saying, well, you know, it's definitely going to continue to suppress it further and further south. And I'm thinking to myself, well, maybe we won't get it at all. But now they bring it up just far enough north to give us liquid and not snow. They don't plow it into the cold air because of the weight of the high. But it's still an interesting situation, and you don't know how that could change Thursday night into Friday. But certainly not before that. And Friday is St. Joseph's Day, you're right. You have St. Paddy's Day. Friday is St. Joseph's Day. And that is the time of the year when I would always go to the pastry shop for Mom. May she rest in peace. And I used to get her the St. Joseph's pastries. And ever since I was a little boy, I remember them getting it. And then when I used to get it, I just grew to like it. And I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, I started, my diet basically finished yesterday. My eight-week diet. And in the 8 weeks, I lost 13 pounds, which is just fine. You know, I would have liked to maybe have lost 18 pounds, you know, but I didn't. I lost 13, and now it's maintaining it. But I said, I really don't care, you know, about maintaining or not. I'm getting myself a St. Joseph's pastry. So this week, you bet your boots that I am going to that pastry shop, and I'm going to pick up a nice, big, fat St. Joseph pastry for me. They come in two types, either the cannoli cream or custard, and I like the custard.
I was going to say custard.
I love the custard.
I used to love
custard. In fact, I have a recipe. I was thinking that if I have some time this week, I would try the recipe and try to make them. It doesn't look all that hard. I'll have to just see. You know, if the weather keeps me busy, I won't have time, but if not, I may just try to make them. We'll see what happens.
Two of my favorite treats are eclairs, because I love with the chocolate on top and the custard inside. And so eclairs are right there, and also French crullers.
French crullers are delicious.
Those are my. I haven't had an eclair or a French cruller.
Well, see, then you
time.
Would like the St. Joseph's pastry, because the St. Joseph's pastry is a French cruller stuffed with either custard or cannoli cream.
I have it.
You would love that.
I would eat 12 of them.
Well, why don't you go around to a nearby bakery and see if they have them this week? No. Pick yourself up one and treat yourself.
No, because no. I'm done so good. I'm down 77 pounds now since the pandemic began.
Wow.
I can't let it slip. Can't. Yeah. You know, I want to lose another 33 pounds, to 35 pounds, and that'll take me probably another 4.5 months. But I can't let it slip.
No, that's good that you do that. See, I'm very strong. I could let it slip and then turn my back and never ever touch it again. I could have that one pastry. And that's it. I will not. You know, a lot of my friends say to me, Pat, you have very strong willpower. I said, yep, I really do.
Well,
that's what you have to have. You have to have strong willpower with these diets. They're not easy. They're really not.
Seriously, it was the same thing when I used to smoke 2 packs of cigarettes a day. I just had to stop completely. Completely. Just stop.
Right.
Because there's no way.
Right.
There's no way. Hey, Pat, I don't know if you noticed, but Facebook has changed the way they want to set up business accounts and stuff like that. And they let anybody now watch. And I'm getting people that are watching and joining in that I've never heard from. Tess Lanasang, Marcelona, Ma Teresa Lopez Dizon, Samuel Gezigan. I mean, I got a feeling these are all bots. I don't know what I have. Tesla, Layung. I have no idea what Facebook has done, but it's really bizarre.
Wow.
It's really bizarre. Oh, gosh. Hey.
Well, that's good.
No,
I did watch a movie over the weekend.
Which was one?
But I can't remember the name.
Isn't that terrible? That's what happens to us, folks. That's what happens to us.
Morgan Freechild.
Freeman, you mean?
Morgan Freeman. And I can't remember the other gentleman's name. And they go to a resort. And this one guy shows up. Morgan Freeman is in a wheelchair. It's not a new movie. But it was a comedy. And,
I've seen that.
It actually was funny.
I've seen that movie.
You've seen that movie.
It is a funny movie.
Yeah.
I forgot the name of it, too. But then again, I've seen that movie.
Yeah, that was good. I really didn't get a chance to do too much TV because I had my friends over Saturday night. And then by the time they left, it was already the new time of 1:30 in the morning. So that was the end of that.
Yeah, I didn't watch any movies over the course of the weekend either. I watched some golf. And what else did I watch? Oh, I watched, of course, Home and Garden TV. I'm hooked on on all these shows where they read, where we're in a 100-day house, your lottery home, dream home.
Yeah, my sister said to me yesterday, she said, you know, I want to subscribe to Discovery. I'm picking a view, Marshall. Yeah. I said, yes. Yeah. She goes, but my TV's not smart. I said, oh. And, of course, she's on Long Island. I said, you sure it's not smart? She goes, Pat, I bought it 10 years ago. I don't believe they even had smart TV 10 years ago. I said, well, all you need is streaming capability. And she said, how do I know if I have that? I said, does it say? No. Do you have a model number on it? No. It's Seeky TV, S-E-I-K-I. I mean,
Does she have a USB port on it?
If she does, wouldn't know what a USB port is.
Okay.
She's connected to Verizon.
If she had a USB port, she could do the Fire Stick thing.
Right. But somebody's got to set it up for her. She don't know how to do any of that.
That's too bad. She'd love Discovery Plus.
She said she wants to get it.
She'd love it. And I get the one you have to pay like $4 or $6 a month.
Yeah, because you have no commercials.
No commercials. It's just great.
Right.
So it's like Disney Plus.
All right, Disney, Marshall. Next time I speak to her, I'll tell you'll be down to set it up for her.
If she makes me some lasagna, I'll come.
you can't have lasagna.
Well, if I travel down there and I work hard, I can work the calories off. All right, Pat, keep your hat on.
I will, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center, of course, with a check on our tri-state forecast.